Blog Talk Radio.
And our hearts will rise.
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never
to episode 208 of the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and welcome to our Trans World Co-Creation. We're going over to America in just 1 second to join Gary Moore, who's over there on the switchboard as well. And we have a lovely special guest today by the name of Carol Lamb, and she's an author, healer, and she wrote the book Born Remembering, that was it. And she was introduced to me by Nancy Waite, that's our very talented artist, actress that we have here on the Gold Ring. So let's join Gary. Are you there, Gary?
I am here, Joan Christie.
I thought you got washed away in the floods. No, I
thought you were
going to
join me.
That.
Did you want to join me? I didn't know I was coming apart. But hi, everyone.
Right. Pull yourself together.
Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And yes, we've got an exciting guest. Yes, I can't wait for this.
I know, me too. I put a little video on Facebook earlier in the week that we're going to be showing, and we're going to put that link in the chat room in a little while. And before we do that, though, we're going to dedicate this show actually to all the things that are happening in the world at the moment. We're going to pray for peace and peace with Mother Nature as well, because you've got loads of floods over there in not Oregon, where you are. Thank heavens for that. Over there,
yes,
where is
thank
it?
Heavens for that.
Yeah.
There was quite a bit of flooding, quite a bit of rain and so forth in Colorado. Which is quite wonderful, and it's welcomed because there's been such a drought there. So now it's completely taken the reverse. And another one.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
That's what
you
we
know,
get here.
Once. Mm-hmm.
It's either famine or a feast.
Right.
Okay, then.
We have
so,
a great guest, our guest, Carol Lamb. I'm looking forward to talking to her, to Carol, and having her on the show as well. And looking forward to doing this one. Let's get
too.
Going.
Okay, let's start with the song that she requested. And it's called I Can See Clearly Now, Jimmy Cliff. And it's really appropriate because Carol can see very clearly.
Great.
Here we go. Give it a spin. I love that song. It's ages since I heard that. And don't forget, when it's raining, folks, that above the clouds, it's a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. Always.
Always.
It is. Okay, then. We'll bring Carol on now. So, are you there, Carol? I've got her on the switchboard, I think. Are you there?
I am here, Jean-Christophe.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, thanks.
Good.
And you live about an hour and a half or 2 hour drive from me, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely. It's nice up there in Halifax. I love Yorkshire anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you also have
How far
a radio
is that
show.
From
We're trying
Not
to figure
sure.
that one out. It's probably about 2,322 miles, Gary.
I would have, yeah, probably.
And 6 yards.
I don't even know how far I am from Sheboygan, so I don't know.
Oh, don't you? Is it near New York at all?
I think it's in Wisconsin, actually.
Oh, is it? All right. Oh, I'm clueless. I can't even do English geography, never mind American. And you've got thousands of miles to learn about when you're at school, don't you?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've completely derailed everyone, Carol, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on.
Thank you, Gary.
So, you've written a book called Born Remembering, And you also have a radio show. And what's your radio show called, Carol?
Paranormal Matters.
Oh, yes. Paranormal Matters, and that's on Tuesday evenings.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to put the link in the chat room later on.
Yeah.
And so you had an experience where you were born remembering something and it affected the life that you're living in now, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. The work that I've been doing for some 20 years grew out of the experiences I had in childhood. So I had a lot of psychic experiences, some of them pleasant, some of them not very pleasant. But I also had some very key memories, which were past life memories. But of course, as a child, I didn't realise that they were past life memories. But they were very clear and distinct. And I somehow knew that they were a connection to me in another time. But I didn't obviously understand the concept of past life memory. These were occurring sort of between 7 and 12.
Yeah.
And I just somehow knew somewhere in the back of my mind that there was a purpose behind them. But I did really clearly feel that they were a part of me, but not in any way that I understood. And it would be years and years before I actually came to a point where I could make sense of what those memories were about. And in fact, I was into my 40s. I'd had a career in nursing and social work and getting married, getting divorced, doing all the things that people do. And I was working as a therapist, and I was actually holding a seminar. I did a range of healing therapies, including past life work. And I was holding a seminar, a particular seminar one day, and one of the people who was being the subject to demonstrate past life work, who wasn't familiar with it, and, you know, I hardly knew this person at all, and I didn't know the other people who were present. And while she was having the recall session, she actually tapped into the same memory, or one of those memories that I'd had as a child, which was disconcerting, to the least.
Yeah.
And the memory was actually one of several that I'd had as a child, which had been left a very, very strong impression of standing on a ship, looking out to sea, and feeling very sad and alone. And when this happened on the seminar day, of course, the people present wanted some answers and wanted to understand this, and we started to look into how could this possibly have happened, because when I explained to them that this was a memory I'd had as a child, and the person concerned was seeing the same memory from a different perspective of herself in that memory, so she was on. She was looking across at me. We weren't together. So she was having her own past life memory of this same event, which turned out to be when we, you know, it was revealed over a period of time and lots of healing past life work to fathom it and to understand it. And it was actually about a sea journey that the memory I'd picked up as a child, or I'd been left with, was about leaving Russia.
Yeah.
And when I did the past life memory work, as I say, when I was much older, I found out that it was actually about fleeing Russia at the time of the Russian Revolution. So it was very, very clear and very detailed. And we did a lot of research work over the years to look for evidence of the memories that we were working with. And in fact, now we actually have a research program under a trust. We work together to, you know, to correlate these memories over what is now 20 years and to actually put them together to provide some evidence for people. And some of those stories are in the book, Born Remembering.
Yeah.
And the video you were mentioning just earlier is about that particular memory of the woman on the ship. I should just say that, as so often with past life memories, they're imprints that are left quite often, not always, but quite often due to some trauma or some disturbing events that has seared the memory. And so in this particular instance, it had left me with a problem of, actually, if I travel by ship, I would never go up on deck, because I was actually very unnerved by the sight of the open sea. And if I tried to go on deck, I would become very breathless and distressed. And through the past life work and the healing, this memory was released. And very recently, actually, I went to Russia for several reasons, but one of the reasons was to take some film and to hopefully try to retrace the steps that had been shown in the memory, which was actually linked to St. Petersburg. And so the little video that we're going to put into the chat room is actually a little memoir of that visit, where we were actually on board ship, and it shows that the healing has been completed, because I don't have that difficulty now with being on the open sea. And of course, I was on the open sea for several days sailing from Russia. So it was a nice way to show how past life memory can be healed.
Yeah, because it's okay having past life memories, which I've got memories of about 3 or 4 past lives, but it's when the imprints manifest in physical problems in this life that you really need to sort it out, isn't it?
That's exactly right. From our own position, we're interested purely in the healing and the understanding that it brings. So many of the people who've come to me over the years, and to the various people who now work with me, that is how they often come to us, for some healing work, because they're having very distressing memories that doesn't matter what they do. They've been to doctors, they've seen specialists, they've done all kinds of work and not been able to release these connections. But through past life work, and the way we do it, it's not hypnosis. So that's a different way to work. This is a meditative process, and I've found that you don't need to be in a state of hypnosis. I much prefer to work the way that we do, because it's linked to the person being awake and aware and fully in control of the situation while you're working, able to actually connect to the memories and release. And if they didn't want to do that, then they won't, because it's really all about free will choices, and you need to be ready and want to let go of the memories for it to be effective, of course.
Well, I was lucky because I was able to meditate and sort my own memories out.
Yeah.
I avoided doing it for a long, long time because I kept thinking to myself, well, I've got enough problems in this life without finding problems in previous lives, But all the memories came flooding back without me really wanting them to. But once I got into it and I felt quite relaxed doing it, and I was murdered at a very young age in one of them, age 17, during the Battle of the Boyne. And before I even got into all that, I was drawing the little humpback bridge that I was running across in my bare feet. So I did have definite memories from being very young, like yourself.
Yeah.
So I was really pleased, actually, that I found out where all that has come from without a lot of trauma,
Exactly. If you don't need to do take the therapy route, and many people, of course, don't. They have other ways to access the memories and to release them, as you're describing, and that's absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not able to do that.
No, and you do have a website, and it's www.rainbowlight.uk.com.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to sort out their problems, or even if they're just interested in what past lives they've had, they can contact you on there, can't they? Rainbowlight.uk.com.
Yeah. Right. And what are some of the benefits, Carol, of doing this work?
I think the first benefit is if you've been experiencing some distress and often over a period of time, and this of course it isn't just emotional or mental health problems as it often is, but it can be very physical. So people can be experiencing extremely difficult and lives that are being very blighted and limited by the effects of the memories, to the point of, you know, mobility issues and, as I say, breathing problems, many, many ways that memory can manifest, because it is actually with us in the present, whether mm-hmm. we recognize it or not. It's just, we are memories. We're walking memory banks. It takes very little to trigger a memory. I think the main thing is we're just not normally particularly aware of that memory is activated. So to have that release and to be well again, of course, is the major thing. But I would say there is a further one that's even more important than that. If people are not sure about whether they believe in the continuity of lives, that the soul continues from life to life, then an effective past life therapy will certainly convince them. So I feel that the greatest part of the work is really in connecting people to the higher awareness, the higher consciousness, and to make them more fully aware and integrated into, you know, the multidimensional aspect of who and what we are. That's mm-hmm. the real benefit.
Well, we live in the past, the present and the future all at the same time, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so some people have difficulty getting their head around that, but once you can get your head around that, then you can see how you can just walk down the street and light might be just in a certain way, or just a smell or something can just trigger a memory of a past life, as you said. I was lucky enough to go to Rome about 5 years ago, and I had the most weird experience there. I reacted to that place mentally, physically and emotionally, and my husband was saying to me, "What's the matter with you?" And I was standing looking at the river and this massive big barge on it.
Yes.
And I could see this big barge, and it was Cleopatra on the barge. I think I was a handmaiden,
yeah,
or something like that. I would have been a slave, you know what I mean? Not,
yeah,
not anybody important. And I said to John, "Well, that can't be right. The river can't have come right up to here." But then we looked, and where we were standing, it used to be a riverbed, and it had been made into a car park. And I was describing the boat on the river docked at this one particular end of it, and he said, "Yes, you're right, this was a riverbed." Yeah, it was weird.
That's a good point, because one of the ways that people can evidence past lives or work that they've actually undertaken themselves is that the actual geography of a place obviously it changes over time. So the memory very often doesn't fit what you're looking at. But when you do a little bit of digging, you know, historical research, then you will quite often find, you know, the old plans or where a building used to be or so on.
Yeah.
And that happened to many, many people over the years that I've worked with. I did just want to mention as well, you know, Gary's saying, what are the benefits, or some of the benefits, and staying with the thought of spiritual connection or advancing your spiritual awareness, the way that our work actually became established was through contact, direct contact with spiritual hierarchy. So although I'd had, as a child, I'd always been very intuitive, and I'd felt that I was receiving messages, or I had an understanding that of something beyond the physical, although I wasn't in a position to do anything about it particularly. Then as I came to a certain point in my life, I did actually have direct contact. And that contact was really confirmed for me that all of those experiences as a child had simply been preparation for the future work, so that I could do past life work with other people. And the message was to teach the doctors of the soul, which I found very profound at the time, because I certainly had no intentions of doing any kind of teaching work. But that was the message, that it was very important to teach some people, to teach people, but also eventually to train some people in this work so that they could teach the doctors of the soul. And all this seemed to me, you know, a long way ahead, if ever possible. But that is exactly what's happened in that 20-year period. So among the things that I was given to understand through the guidance was that the work would start with therapy, with clinics being established, my own clinic and then several clinics, and that has happened. That I would have a seminar program, a teaching program, which would draw a group of people together, and out of that a spiritual community would be formed, and members of that community would go on to train as therapists in this work and train as teachers. And that's what they did, and this is currently the third group of people that I've worked with. Rainbow Light Foundation was founded in 2001, and that was the third group of people who've been brought together through this work and are now therapists and teachers. At the time, it seems a long, long time ago now, but I was told that I was to write certain books, and there are three books that have been written, and that these would be published, that we would publish them ourselves. Now, to think of having a publishing company as well, this seemed like a, you know, pretty heavy agenda to me.
Yeah.
But I listened very carefully, of course, and never forgot any of it. And we have got a publishing company, Epiphany Press.
Wow.
We do publish our own books and our teaching manuals. I was also told there would be a peace project. And the beginning of the peace project started in Ireland, and I think most people are very aware of, you know, the very troubled history of Ireland. And we had a teaching base in Ireland for a number of years, and we still work closely with people there. And the peace project was established for me while I was actually in Ireland. But I couldn't quite see how this could come about. But the way that it's developed over the years has been through what we call Ribbons of Light on the website, and that's a global meditation which is held every week with a focus, a particular focus, and people are given, you know, certain ways to come together in meditation. And that's been running for a number of years, and we have a, you know, a global group now who are very involved with that. And I was also told there would be a radio show in time.
Good grief! I know you start off doing what's necessary, and then you find that you're doing what's possible, and then before you know it, you're doing the impossible.
Exactly right.
It's the same with me. I started writing the songs. And then, and now I do a radio show, and I never dreamed I would ever do anything like that. So you just get on your journey, and that's it. You don't look back, do you?
Not at all. I think the hardest thing is taking the first step.
It is, yeah.
If you were to think it through, Well, of course, as soon as you think, everything stops anyway. As soon as you start going along the logical lines, because there's nothing.
With a thought, everything starts with a thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does. But then you've got to get out of your comfort zone and take that first step. And if ever I felt like I was getting too far out of my comfort zone, I've just thought about a book I once read, which was called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And that's been my motto.
Well, that's a wonderful book. I read that book.
Years ago, I bet.
Yes, I have.
10, 15 years ago. Yeah,
I think
it was about 20 years after I got into radio.
Yeah.
I got into radio because people would take a look at my face and say, you have the perfect face for radio.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, I think if you're not being challenged, then you're not making progress. You know, it's not sitting in comfort zone sometimes. It can't all be drama and challenge, but you do have to keep moving on, don't you?
You do, that's true. Well, we'll play your video. I've uploaded the soundtrack to the switchboard, and I think Gary's going to put the link in for me, are you, Gary? My Mac is not having it today. It just won't do it. Some days it won't, being a Mac. But anyway, we've got the link in the chat room, so if you want to do the info, please, Gary, I'll get over to the Blog Talk studio and press play. Unless you want to say anything
else. Absolutely, if I can just go ahead.
Before we
go ahead and get
video.
Everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link.
I hope you enjoy the video.
Sure we will.
Okay, can you hear me, Helen?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, I'll get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us all know you are ready. And there's my heart.
And
Jen. And John Christie, in her devilishly angelic, inimitable way, will cue us all and synchronize us all together, and we will play the video all at the same time. So, as we're waiting for the hearts to come up in the chat room, John Christie is getting in position with the switchboard.
That's right. I'm going to press play in just a moment. The YouTube video, and it's on Kathleen's. It's on Rainbow Light. Channel, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's Carol's video, sorry. And it is called Healing Past Life Memory. Okay, so here we go. I'll count you down so that we synchronize the play and we'll press play together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
From childhood, I had recurring brief images of the open sea and a feeling of sadness and loss, accompanied by breathing difficulties whenever they occurred. I somehow knew there was a connection to St. Petersburg, Russia, and to Finland. When travelling by sea, I was never able to go up on deck, as the breathlessness would return. Past life therapy revealed a story of fleeing Russia via Finland at the time of the Russian Revolution. Thank you.
Right now, it's time to light our candles. We always make a ceremony out of this because it makes it a little bit special. And we light our candles because it reminds us that we are part of the great light. And it reminds us to go out and spread our light and help other people to light their candles if they so wish. And we celebrate our spiritual diversity by honouring the light within each one of us. So I'm lighting my candle now, and I've lit my Nag Champa, which helps to purify the atmosphere. It creates positivity. And we're going to ask Gary to call in the four directions this evening. If you won't mind, please, Gary. Thank you. Gary. Now we're going to do the ancient healing song, and this is from words taken from when Moses prayed to God to heal his sister who was very, very ill. And so that's how old this song is. It's the ancient healing song. So I'm going to do this Kala Voce, no music, just live right here and now. So you can sing along. We'll do it 5 times through, and it goes like this. Ana elna rafana la, ana elna rafana la. Rafanala. Ana Elna Rafanala. Ana Elna Rafanala. I can't hear you. Ana Elna Rafanala. Ana Elna Rafanala. Last time. Ana Elna Rafanala. Ana Elna Rafanala. Thank you. Now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Sit comfortably with the back straight and the feet flat on the ground and hands resting on the knees. Take a moment to be aware of the body and the feelings within the body. Be aware of any heaviness, tension, or tightness within the muscles. And taking your attention to the crown of the head. As we begin to breathe slowly down through the body, breathing to the top of the spine, allowing the mind to rest. And breathing slowly down, following the line of the spine. Be aware of the muscles of the back. And as you breathe out, breathe away any tension within the muscles. Breathing out and away from the body. Breathing down the line of the spine to the lower back and down to the base of the spine. Aware of the pelvis and the hips and breathing out any heaviness from the lower body. Breathing to the thighs and to the knees and to the lower legs. And down to the ankles, the heels, and through the feet to the toes, out and away from the body. aware again of the crown of the head, breathing down to the top of the spine. Be aware of the shoulders and any tension held within the shoulders. As you breathe across the shoulders, allow the heaviness to fall away. As you breathe down the arms to the elbows and down to the wrists, into the hands, and out and away from the fingers and thumbs. And take a moment to feel the body lighter and more relaxed before beginning to breathe from the feet lightly up and over the body, skimming lightly over the surface of the body, over the feet and ankles, the lower legs, and over the knees, breathing up over the thighs, over the pelvis, and the abdomen, and lightly over the chest and the throat area. Aware of the mouth and the jaw and the muscles of the face. As you breathe lightly up and over the eyes, the brow, to the crown of the head. And breathing just beyond the crown to a point of light. Be aware of the hands, and again skimming over the surface of the body, breathing over the hands and wrists, the lower arms, the elbows, up to the shoulders and to the top of the spine. As you breathe up to the crown of the head, and to the point of light just beyond the crown. And visualize the point of light as the color emerald green. See the emerald green as the color of grass. And breathing now from that point, breathing the emerald green as a beam of light to the crown of the head, breathing it into the body. A beam of emerald green radiating within the body to the top of the spine and through the spine. Breathe slowly down the spine, feeling the emerald ray. Breathe it within the spine and feel it connecting to each vertebra within the spine, down to the base, and feel the emerald green anchored in the base of the spine. As you breathe again down the emerald line through the spine to the base and down to a point between the heels, breathe it as a straight line down the center of the body, down to between the heels, and visualize it going into the earth, anchored within the earth. And see the beam of emerald light within the spine, from the crown to the heels and into the earth. And feel the body balanced equally each side of that line. And keep breathing down that line until the body feels balanced and straight. And again from the crown of the head, breathing the emerald to the top of the spine, aware of the shoulders, and breathing the emerald as a beam of light from the tip of one shoulder to the other, a straight line of emerald green from shoulder to shoulder. Feel the shoulders light and balanced. And breathing now down through the arms, to the elbows, down to the wrists, and into the palms of the hands. And feel the palms of the hands filled with a pool of emerald green, energy and strength. As you breathe slowly back into the centre of the body, be aware of the outline and the shape of the body, and see the outline of the body in blue. There's a clear blue line around the body from head to toe and down to the fingertips. And now at a distance of arm's length, imagine drawing a circle of blue right around the body, sealing the whole of the body in that circle of blue. Feel the circle sealing and protecting all of the positive energy within. As you breathe again into the center of the body, returning to a calm, peaceful feeling. Feeling light, energized, and refreshed.
Hello, my name is Vladimir.
I wish I was in Caribbean, only for night in background. I would swim over the deepest.
Vladimir Katana. I met him about 4 years ago, and I used to play his music when we first started doing the Healing Fountain show. And he was on The Voice, which we've got that program here in the UK. He was on The Voice in Romania, and because the judges thought he was a woman, they didn't turn around, so he didn't come anywhere. Oh, Brilliant, wasn't it? Are you there, Carol?
I am.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, thank you for the fabulous meditation. It was lovely.
Thank you.
As was the beautiful music by Michael Kowalski.
Yeah.
And we had some music, first of all, by Albert Cattelby. And so we've been spot for lovely music today.
It's been lovely. Thank you. Mm.
So thank you very much. So did you want to say anything else before you... somebody's writing funny things in that chat room. It doesn't sound like Minnie Mouse on helium. No, get away.
Oh, no.
He's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, no.
I just
stunning.
Love his voice.
Stunning, yeah.
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 I could
just
never
like
hit those high
you.
Notes. That would...
Yeah,
it would injure
something.
Would
like to say thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. And,
yes, Carol, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks,
did you want to say anything else, Carol,
no,
about anything?
Only thank you for the opportunity to speak to everyone. It's been lovely.
Thank you for being with us. And if you want to come next week, we do have the return of Kelly Coulter. And I don't know if you remember, she should have been here a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately, her grandmother passed over on the day she should have been on the show. So we've had to reschedule for next week. So you can call in and get messages. And don't forget to tune in to Carol's show on a Tuesday evening. And
yes.
Yeah, that would be
and
absolutely...
I have several times, and you do a brilliant show, Carol. I wanted to say
thanks,
that.
Gary.
And
Gary,
I want to thank Nancy Waite for bringing that across my radar screen. So thanks. Kudos to Nancy Waite if you're listening in. And yes,
yeah.
Brilliant show.
Yeah, so thank you for being with us, Gary. We're not going yet. We're going to play a lovely song, one of my favourites, and it's Angels by Robbie Williams. And this was specially requested by Carol, so you can sing along with this one. And here we go. We'll give this one a spin.
Does it have high notes? I can't hit
yes.
high notes.
It does. You can sing along.
There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, she won't forsake me.
was one of my favorite songs as well. And are you still there, Gary? Because I'd like to thank you for being with us again. We really enjoy it when you're on with us, which is every week.
Well, I always enjoy it as well. And I want to thank you, John Christie, and thank you, Carol, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Listening to us on your widget or your device or your iron or whatever you may have been listening to us on. Thank you all.
Oh, on your iron? Mine only picks up BBC One, I'm afraid. Anyway, as I said, I'm looking forward to hearing some more of Michael's music. Michael Kowalski, that was beautiful music that we had there. So if he's got any more tracks and he wants to Skype them over to me, I'll be able to play them on the show anytime. And hope to have you back again soon, Carol, because
thank
we really enjoyed it. Beautiful meditation there. That was called the Emerald Alignment Meditation, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Brilliant. Okay, don't forget, you can connect with Carol anytime you want to do on rainbowlight.co.uk. Sorry, .co.uk.com. Rainbow Light. So, and it'd be really interesting if you need to go over there and sort out any past life imprints that you have that are spoiling this life for you, don't let it happen. Just get over there and get it sorted out. So,
absolutely.
Billy just put in the chat room, I just found out the other day, I'm a number one artist on the Reverb Nation website, so I was really pleased about that. So I thought to celebrate, if you just indulge me, I'm going to play out with a house track I wrote for younger people, and it's called The Spirit Lives On. I hope you don't mind. Okay then, so thank you once again, everybody. Next week, Kelly Coulter calling for your messages. Okay,
wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
You. See you soon. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael and Rebecca, for your technical advice. Thank you.